Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, this weekend, the Second City NBC Universal Breakout Comedy Festival takes place in Old Town. The festival was created last year with the goal of showcasing diverse voices in comedy. Some standouts who have been on this show before will be featured: Felonious Monk, Sonia Denise, the Defiant Thomas Brothers, just to name a few. The host of the festival, none other than SNL alum and star Tim Meadows. Meadows, of course, was a star at Second City before he moved to Saturday Night Live. Meadows has had an amazing career in both TV and film. He's currently starring in Bob's Burgers on Fox, and he's in the new movie Pop Star, Never Stop Stopping, starring the Lonely Island guys. He's also got a new show coming out on Fox in the fall called Son of Zorn. But the best part about Tim Meadows, when he's not on set or making us laugh on the coast, he's right here in the Chicago area popping in for improv shows like he did back in the day. It's an honor to welcome Tim Meadows to The Download. Thanks for being here, Mr. Meadows.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk, why come back to host this festival?
Well, they asked me, first of all. I guess they knew that I do stand-up now. I've been touring the country for the past 5 years or so doing stand-up, so... they asked me if I would be interested in emceeing this comedy festival, and they told me what it was about and everything, and I thought, yeah, it sounds like it'd be fun.
Well, I mean, obviously, lending your name to the festival gives it a lot of star power, because these are a lot of up-and-coming artists who are coming up and, you know, want to get in front of NBC and showcase. When you think about that, does it harken you back to the days when you were looking for a space and you were at Second City and you wanted to get in front of some of the producers from places like NBC?
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, it's just weird how time has changed over the years. You know, a friend of mine who does improv, Dave Pasquese, he does improv here in Chicago. He's a really great actor. And I saw him in an interview one time, and he said that back when we were doing improv, it was literally a road to nowhere. We were basically doing it just for the love of doing it. And, you know, you had people like SNL or, you know, people would come by to see the shows and cast from those casts. But there was no guarantee that that was going to happen, you know. And so now it's nice to see that a lot of people come to Chicago to cast their shows and see what talent is here.
How important is it to showcase diverse voices? This lineup is predominantly African-American. I mentioned, you know, Felonious Monk and others, Dave Hellum, Defiant Thomas, Brother Seth Thomas, just to name a few. How important is it? Because, you know, in the past, Second City has been a place that has been predominantly white in its casts and ensembles. I mean, notable exceptions. But talk about how important it is to showcase diversity, especially diverse voices from Chicago.
I think it's important. You know, I mean, I think it's important that you give everybody gets a chance, you know. I don't know if these performers would have this opportunity if it wasn't created for them, you know. One of the things about doing improv and stand-up in Chicago is that there's like a lot of small clubs and places that you can go and perform. And so you have a good opportunity to get better here without being, you know, seen nationally. Like in L.A., you know, you get cast pretty quick there. You know, I don't think you get enough time to like develop your art. And I think being here in Chicago, you get more time to develop. And I think for these performers, I think, you know, this is not a good opportunity for them to showcase their talent in front of larger audiences and more diverse crowd. So
do you think that helped you, that time in Chicago, you know, before going to SNL, did that help you that you had some time to be on stage at Second City to work on your craft?
Yeah, it did. I mean, it gave me the time that I had in Chicago gave me the opportunity to develop a work ethic and to develop you sort of learn that to make sacrifices for the stuff that you want to do, you know. I was broke for a long time in Chicago. you work at crappy jobs just to make ends meet. But, you know, I had my evenings were free to do improv. And I remember right before I got hired at SNL, I was performing at Second City 6 nights a week. And then on the seventh night, I would go and do Improv Olympic.
Yeah, right.
And so during that time, I was on stage every night of the week. So when they came to see me, I was on fire. I was just like fine tuned, you know. So yeah, you know, it was good for me.
Being the star that you are and the, you know, thousands and thousands of comedians that you've worked with, do you recognize a difference from people who came through Chicago and maybe some people who just went straight to L.A. or maybe came up in New York? Is the work ethic that maybe sets people apart?
I don't know if it's any different. I just think that in Chicago, there's less of a spotlight on you, you know, so you just... The drive is different. Like, the drive in Chicago is just to get better and to get on bigger stages, you know, whereas the drive for you in L.A. is to get a sitcom or get a movie mm-hmm. or be seen by casting directors or whatever. So I don't know. I think that's kind of like the big difference as I see it.
You spend a lot of time in Los Angeles because of the industry, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's been a big push to move industry back to the Midwest. We see it with Dick Wolf's shows and the other stuff that's happening here in Chicago that's shooting from Empire and other shows. As someone who lives here in Chicago and has also had success on the coast, do you see that firsthand? Do you see more and more production coming back to Chicago and that might be a good thing for people like you?
I mean, I think it's a good thing for Chicago and for actors in Chicago to have these shows that they come here and you know, produce their shows here, because you can get cast in these shows, even if it's just for one episode, and you sort of learn how things are done, you know? So, yeah, I mean, that's how I said, I think it's good. But in general, I mean, I think the industry now, I mean, I think it goes wherever the tax breaks, you know,
right.
are, you know? So, I mean, I've worked from anywhere from Nova Scotia to Toronto to Vancouver to Atlanta. I've worked in Baton Rouge, in Louisiana. I've been all over the place shooting different TV shows and movies, you know, sort of. So, I mean, it makes it easier for me to live in Chicago because I don't necessarily have to be in L.A. all the time for
right.
work.
Let me ask you, you know, we've had actors on and stage actors, Broadway stars who've talked about the way that their schedules are, meaning that they're going to be on top of the world for a 6-month run. Then essentially they're unemployed and they have to look for another job. It's mm-hmm. similar with you. I mean, obviously with being in film and television, having success in both areas, you have relationships and you can work. But it really, I mean, hearing you talk about the different places that you've been, I mean, your life is this idea of like a 3-month job to a 2-month job to a 6-month job. Do you like that lifestyle? I mean, is that something, obviously you've had your entire life, but is that something that, you know, adds stress, or is it something that you've done a good job of compartmentalizing?
That's a good question. My therapist would say that I've done a good job of compartmentalizing it, because there are stretches where I'm like, I gotta get a job, you know? And that's one of the great things about being able to do stand-up now, is that I don't worry as much in between those 3-month jobs, you know, because I go, well, I'll just go and perform now. I'll just tour and do stand up until the next job comes mm-hmm. up, you know. So there used to be a lot more, you know, anxiety about not working, but I found like just being able to do stand up has just made that transition period a lot easier.
Do you like doing stand up? I mean, you came up in improv and sketch comedy, and I read an article about how you made that transition waiting for Joe and Brad to get to the show. But do you like the idea of stand up? I mean, what are the differences between stand up and your past life in improv and sketch?
I do. I love everything about stand up except the flying, the traveling, being in different cities. The thing I love about stand-up is the moment I walk on stage and do my show. And then when it's over, I don't like anything else about it. You know, like, the only thing I really love is the performing aspect of it. So, yeah, I mean, I do like it. And it was a hard transition to make in some aspects of going from performing with a group of people to performing by myself. But like with, you know, just from the training that I've got with Second City and SNL and everything else, is like, you just learn to do the job and you just focus on the thing that you're going to do and you get it done.
Tim, what do you got coming up? I mean, I mentioned in the intro, Son of Zorn. I mean, that's exciting for you because it's getting back into TV in a regular, you know, starring role. Talk about Son of Zorn.
Well, Son of Zorn is it's a new show coming from Fox in the fall, and it's animated and real life characters. Zorn is the main character, and he's animated, and he's voiced by Jason Sudeikis. And it's a hybrid show. It's like, the best way to describe it is like sort of like what Roger Rabbit was, but it's a basic family sitcom. It's like, it's really fun to do. It's different.
Are you acting or are you animated?
I'm acting. Yeah, I'm a live character in it. I play the fiance of Zorn's ex-wife.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's, you know, it's like a complicated show to explain. I always tell my friends now, like, just go watch the commercial on YouTube and you'll see what the show is all about.
There you go.
Because it's so hard to explain.
Got it. Son of Zorn will be out this fall. You know, he's currently the mailman on Bob's Burgers on Fox. He's in the new movie Pop Star Never Stop Stopping. Tim Meadows will be hosting the Second City NBC Universal Breakout Comedy Festival this weekend at Second City here in Chicago. Tim Meadows, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
No problem. Nice talking to you.